A mirror made out of glass is tar, it's not makabel tuma. As we saw in the previous Mishnah, that glass kalim that are flat are not makabel tuma. A mirror, though, even if it was not flat, even if it was curved in such a way that it does have a toe, that it would hold things in it, it still would not be makabel tuma. And since a mirror is not made to hold things in it, even if it was curved and it would have a toe, it would have a din of a glass kli without a toe and would not be makabel tuma. Utam choy sha'asei aspeklaria. Tumit. Somebody who has a large glass platter that has a toe that does hold things in it, and therefore is makabel tuma. And he polished the platter and turned it into a mirror. He decided to use it as a mirror. Instead of a platter, it's still makabel tuma, even though he is now using it as a mirror. As since he originally made it as a tampa, the platter that had a toe, and it was makabel tuma, by simply deciding to start using it as a mirror, would not change the status of a kli. As a kli, that is makabel tuma, does not lose its status unless you do some maisa to turn the kli into something that's not makabel tuma. And even though in this case you did do a maisa, you did polish it, but that's not considered enough of a maisa to change the status of the kli. So therefore, even though now you're using it as a mirror, it's not makabel tuma. Then mitzchila also l'shem aspeklaria tar. But if you have a platter that was originally made to be used as a mirror, you did not plan to use it to hold things in it. In such a case, it is tar, it would not be makabel tuma, since it was originally made to be used as a mirror, it was never makabel tuma in the first place. Tar bitchu nasar al shulchan in makabel koshuhu tummy. A large glass serving spoon, that if the serving spoon was made in such a way that if it would be put down on a table, something could be held in it. In other words, if there was something in this serving spoon, and when you put it on the table, whatever was inside of it would not completely drip out. Some of it would stay in the spoon. In such a case, it's considered a kli with a toe. It's a glass kli that does hold things in it, and therefore it would be makabel tuma. V'imlap. But if this glass serving spoon was made in such a way that when you put it down on the table, anything that is being held in that spoon would drip out. So therefore, it's a glass kli that cannot hold things in it when it's put down on the table. Rabbi Akiva mitameh, Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri mitar. Rabbi Akiva holds that it is makabel tuma, even though when you put it down, it cannot hold anything in it. Since when you do want to use a serving spoon and you hold it in your hand, it would hold things in it. That's how it's made, to be used in such a way that when you take it in your hand, it would hold things in it. Even though when you put it down on the table, everything would drip out, it doesn't make a difference. It's considered a glass kli with the toe that's makabel tuma. While Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri disagrees, he holds that this glass kli is considered a kli without a toe, without a receptacle, and it's not makabel tuma, it's tar. As if when you put it down, it cannot hold anything in it, even though it's not made to be used in that way. It's made to be used by holding it in your hand, but that's not enough to make it into a kli that has a toe. Since when you put it down, it does not have a toe, it does not hold things in it, it's not makabel tuma, according to Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri. Tar. A glass cup, which most of the top edge of the cup has been chipped, is tar, no longer makabel tuma. This cup is not considered right for shtia, it's not fit for drinking from it, since most of the top edge has been chipped off, so it's no longer considered a kli, and it's not makabel tuma. Nitgam bo shalosh berubo, tar. If there are three chips on the top edge of the cup, and from the beginning of the first chip till the end of the third chip covers most of the circumference of the top of the cup, in such a case, it's no longer considered a kli, and it's not makabel tuma. Even though the chips are small, and most of the circumference of the top edge of the cup is not chipped, but since the three chips from beginning of the first chip to the end of the last chip cover most of the circumference of the cup, it's no longer considered a kli, and it's not makabel tuma. Rabbi Shimon Neimer, in the father who has rov hamayim tar. Rabbi Shimon disagrees. He said, it's only tar if the chips cause it to lose most of the water that it holds. Only then is it no longer considered a kli, and it's tar, it's no longer a makabel tuma. Nikeva also bein bebat, bein bezeves, tar. If a glass cup had a hole punctured in it, and you covered up the hole, whether you covered it with lead or with pitch, the cup remains tar, it's no longer a makabel tuma, since a hole was punctured in it. Even though you repaired the hole with lead or with pitch, that's not considered a good repair for a glass cup. It's not a permanent repair So therefore, the glass would not be makabel tumah. Rabbi Yosi Omer bevat tamei uvezefes tar. Rabbi Yosi said that if the hall was repaired with lead, then it would be makabel tumah. In such a case, it would have a din of a kli makas, a metal kli, since the hall was repaired with metal, with lead, even though most of the kli is made out of glass. But once a hall was punctured in it, it's no longer considered a kli. And only by virtue of repairing the hall with metal is it considered a kli. So therefore, it now has a din of a metal kli, and it's makabel tumah. But if the hall was repaired with pitch, it's tar, it's no longer makabel tumah, even though it's been repaired. The reason being is that even after it's repaired with pitch, you cannot use it to hold hot water in it, only cold water. So since the kli cannot be used in the same way that it was originally used, it's no longer considered a kli, according to Rabbi Yosi, and it's not makabel tumah.